Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the MFC and CGGC Agreement Update conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Richard Irving, Executive Chairman. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. And with me today is Eitan Levy, our CEO and Managing Director. Just welcome to you all, evening, morning, and afternoon, wherever you are in the world. We are very excited to host this call to give you a little bit more color on MFC's fourth significant milestone that we announced recently in China in the last few months. We believe this recent partnership with China Gazooba Group Corporation is a significant deal that has the potential to transform our company, and hopefully you will get more color on that by the time we finish this call. Before we provide you with details of our agreement with CGGC, I want to give a brief overview of MFC, our wastewater treatment solution, and the potential long-term opportunities in front of us. This overview references material that we've shared with investors on our most recent investor roadshow, and you can find that on our website. The slides for our roadshow are always posted there. And you'll have an opportunity to submit questions, which we'll answer at the end of the call to the extent time allows. I would invite any of you that are connected via the web, which I believe everybody is, to submit questions that way, and we'll try to get to as many of those as we can. So at MFC, we plan to change the way wastewater is treated and provide low-cost recycled water to water-stressed areas worldwide, which is potentially a multi-billion-dollar business opportunity. Wastewater treatment is essential to support a growing global population, yet traditionally very expensive to operate due to the high energy required in the biological part of the process. Wastewater treatment plants are typically large, noisy, smelly, and require large upfront capex spend as they're sized to last 30 years or more. They also require a high-cost infrastructure just to get wastewater to the plant. Treated wastewater from centralized treatment facilities is hard to reuse without further capex to lay pipes to carry the recycled water to where it's needed. MFC is changing the way the world treats wastewater. We enable local treatment with a solution which is quiet, odorless, and easily concealed. Our field-proven solutions typically use 90% less energy, lowering plant operating costs by 50% or more with a patent-protected solution. We expect to have an enormous impact on the wastewater industry, which according to Global Water Intelligence will spend about 300 billion Australian on wastewater treatment and infrastructure in 2016 alone. We currently have 7 plants, either in operation or being deployed, as well as a diverse pipeline of potential projects in China, the U.S., the Caribbean, Australia, and Africa. Our customers can realize significant cost savings over conventional solutions, and where we offer water as a service, customers can avoid capital expense completely. Now, the China opportunity is an immediate opportunity for us. Today, only 10% of China's rural wastewater is treated, with the remainder spreading pollution to surface and groundwater supplies. The Chinese government's current 5-year plan, which began this year, sets the goal of increasing that proportion of rural wastewater treated to 70%, thereby providing wastewater treatment to an estimated 440 million Chinese people and creating a potential 20 billion Australian market opportunity for MFC's product alone. MFC is partnering with leading Chinese firms that specialize in building and operating wastewater treatment plants. So far, we've announced 4 partnerships and consider the CGGC announcement that we just made 10 days ago to be the most significant yet. Just as some background, CGGC is one of the world's largest engineering firms and completed the Three Gorges Dam project spanning the Yangtze River, which is the world's largest power station of any kind in terms of installed capacity at 22.5 gigawatts. And in fact, in 2014, the dam actually set a record in terms of power output generated over the course of the year, according to China's Xinhua News Service. CGGC is seriously pursuing the deployment of rural wastewater treatment plants in China, making them an ideal partner for us. And one thing I should also mention As we're talking about this partnership, just to be clear, as you know, many of you know, we had a capital campaign in July, and I can assure you that although the numbers are quite large that we described in the CGGC press release, we believe that our capital needs for these projects to do these deployments will be met from existing resources. We do not plan any kind of capital campaign to fund these deployments as we've described in the press release. Members of CGGC's management team visited us in Israel last year, and our relationship stretches back 2 years. Mr. Song Ling, the chairman of CGGC INB, the CGGC subsidiary responsible for building and operating rural plants, has stated that their decision to partner with MFC to deploy our MABR technology in China was preceded by a substantial technological and economic evaluation in which we understand that MFC came out as the clear winner. Given CGGC's momentum and ambition to deploy tens of thousands of rural wastewater treatment plants, we believe this partnership is a transformative opportunity for MFC, particularly in the event we succeed in our goal of becoming CGGC's primary partner for these deployments. Meanwhile, we've stated our intention to introduce a cost-reduced version of our MABR product for China and to manufacture this in our own China production line beginning in July 2017. We're pleased to confirm that all aspects of this plan are on schedule. In addition, our first demonstration plant in China has arrived and has been installed at a state-of-the-art treatment and research facility by our first partner that we signed in China, Wuxi Design Institute. We expect the plant to commence operation before year-end. It's all progressing very well, and to have sufficient data to pursue provincial certification in calendar Q1 of next year, 2017. So that means by the end of March, that the data should have been submitted to the authorities for expedited provincial approval, which would in turn allow us to sell within that province. CGGC is also planning the deployment of several plants in Hubei and Hebei, commencing with a 20,000 liter per day plant in Jingmen, also starting in Q1 of 2017 or at the beginning of Q2, followed by several further plants in Tang County and Hebei shortly thereafter. So with projects and pipeline opportunities in both the developed and the developing world, we're not limiting our focus only to China. It's a very important market for us, but it's not our only market. And I'm very pleased to report that our wastewater treatment plant in the U.S. Virgin Islands has been successfully commissioned, and we expect all required permits to be received in the coming weeks. Our Ethiopia plant is in construction, and we have a strong pipeline of projects in the Caribbean and the U.S. On the new product development front, our Subray product, which helps larger municipal plants to meet tighter nitrogen regulations, is already in small-scale testing, and the full-scale version has been built to allow us to start field tests early next year. This opens up a whole new market for us. And then EBR, which generates electricity while cleaning high biological load industrial water, wastewater, has been proven in the lab and is on target for 2017 field piloting. Again, that represents another new market for us. To meet these diverse challenges and global opportunities, we must grow our excellent team at all levels. We've already doubled headcount this year and expect to more than double that again by the end of 2017. As you might imagine, we're looking at both organic and inorganic ways of accomplishing this, while maintaining the high quality of our team and service delivery. This is our core challenge in the year ahead. We feel very confident that steady progress on multiple fronts awaits us in 2017 and look forward to reporting on this in the weeks ahead. So having given that background, I'd now like to have the opportunity for Eitan and I to jump in and answer some of your questions. So, I think the first one I'd like to tackle, since it's probably the nearest term issue for us, is a question concerning the joint bid that we are pursuing with CGGC for 345 treatment plants and what that might mean for MFC. So, Eitan, would you like to tackle that?
Yeah, hi, good evening, good morning, everyone. So this project, which is in Sarfin, two different counties, is currently being entered by CGC, like many additional plants, and they see a good chance of getting to closure with this. Well, our solution is the preferred one for them. So having this project moving forward with them would be a good start of this collaboration with CGGC.
Yeah, and I think maybe just to add a little bit of color to that, I think as we mentioned in the press release, we see these 345 rural treatment plants having capacity somewhere between 50,000 and 200,000 liters per day in two districts in Hebei province, and that stock deployment would potentially start in the first half of 2017. As we understand it from CGGC, their intention is to use us as a supplier for those plants. That's a joint bid between us, so we expect to be providing all of those in the event that they win that bid. And the value to us in Australian dollars would be about $19 million in total, assuming that we supply 100% of the modules required, and assuming an average size of about 100,000 liters per day per plant. So that would really be just the beginning of deployment, sort of a very important one. Of course, in order to secure the confidence of CGGC, we need to make sure that our initial demo plant, which will be arriving late Q1, early Q2, CGGC's initial pilot site, achieve successful operation, and they can then have the data they need to pursue approval with the authorities. That would open the gateway for that initial contract for us, assuming that CGGC is successful in their joint bid. So that's kind of that's the first deployment. But beyond that, there's another question also about, you know, will we see binding contracts for some of the very large numbers of plants that CGGC is bidding for that we mentioned again in the press release? And all I would say about this is CGGC, along with our other partners in China, has very substantial ambitions to service the rural wastewater treatment demand, is bidding themselves on very substantial number of contracts. It is absolutely our goal to be their preferred supplier for all of these plants. We can't guarantee that. And as one might imagine, in any relationship, in any business relationship, the progress comes a step at a time. Get that initial reference plant, the pilot facility, demo plant going successfully, get regional certification for that, win initial projects with CGGC, and then ramp up increasingly with them, one step at a time as we build that relationship and build its momentum. But given the capability and the commitment these guys show, given the dramatic energy savings that MFC enables, which gets around the shortages that often exist in rural Chinese locations of electricity, and given the superior IRR, which MFC's technology enables versus existing technologies, we believe all of these are compelling reasons why CGGC and indeed our other partners would choose our solution for these deployments.
And so I would add that in spite of the large quantities we're talking here, the process will take some time at CGGC side and the customer side, because in spite of the large quantities, they still need to be designed one by one and to be permitted one by one to have site allocation. And the whole project is structured as a PPP or BOT, one by one with the local village or the local county. So it's between CGGC and the end customer. The financing has to be arranged and the contract needs to be signed, and then moving on to the site allocation and the exact planning of the site. I have no doubt that CGGC, as well as many other leading Chinese engineering companies, have the capabilities to perform such a large project, and they performed already many much more complex projects, but we should be aware that it's not a fly-by-night. It will take some time to develop, and that's why we focused the development to start in the second half of 2017.
That's great, Eitan. Thank you for that. I see another question here, one that I think often arises, and it is a very good question about protecting our intellectual property in working in China. And as we've discussed in various investor meetings in the past, we do have patents filed and issued even in China. And I would say that's kind of the final line of defense, but I think we have three elements of protecting our IP. One is the exact combination of materials that we use. We tend to buy from different suppliers as a way to make it a little harder to figure out exactly what the combination of materials is. We own and intend to operate our own manufacturing line in China, which will come up in July of 2017. That will be staffed by MFC people, again, as a way to protect exactly how the modules are manufactured. These do have to be precision manufactured, otherwise they will fail in the field. And perhaps most importantly, these plants are automated. They're operating in remote areas where staffing 24/7 is really not an economically viable option. And the cloud-based software that controls these plants is very much part of our secret sauce. The process, in other words, of operating the plant is every bit as much a part of the intellectual property as how we build the products themselves. So all four of those things, the combination of materials, the manufacturing technique, the way we operate the plant, and the patents, these are all barriers to competition. Moving on to another question, this one I think is for you, Eitan. I see one that says, how is the competitive landscape? Is Zilong a major competitor? And who is our major competitor in China?
Well, in the rural program, we don't see Zilong. For those who are not familiar with it, it's GE, the MABR version intended for large utility-scale plants. We don't see it becoming a competitor in the rural program in China. The competition we do see are basically two different technologies. One is the conventional activated sludge process, what's called in China A2O. It stands for anaerobic anoxic oxic process, and this is quite popular. And the second one is MBR, a membrane bioreactor. Some of those members are manufactured in China, and some are imported into China. Both technologies, both A2O and MBR, are massive, or very high in OPEX, twice to three times the OPEX of MFC's MABR. In CAPEX, the A2O is about the same as the MABR, while the MBR is higher than MFC's MABR, at least 30% higher. So while combining the advantages in CAPEX and OPEX into present value, the superiority of MFC's MABR over the conventional solutions stands out, and that's why the partners that we are talking with are so excited about deploying the MABR solution instead of the existing conventional solutions.
Thanks, Eitan. Appreciate that. So I also see, moving on from China, I see a couple of questions here regarding status of our water recycling as a service. We've talked about this a fair amount in the context of the Caribbean and also the California market. We have said in the past that we were looking to secure a project before the end of the year. The end of the year is rapidly approaching. We are making good headway in discussions with prospective customers there. Haven't quite reached the point of concluding a deal yet, but we know we have an economically viable solution, and it's just a question of getting that first contract across the line. I think in regards to California, there are a lot more regulatory issues. Competition is not an issue. We have the same advantage in terms of energy and operating costs as we do in other geographies. So that does appear very appealing. But I think for a lot of California customers, We have hundreds of different water agencies around the state here, many, many different regulations. And so it's a challenge to make sure we're fully compliant with those regulations. The customer interest is high, but we need to move a step at a time here. So I would look for some progress, concrete progress on this early next year, but it's not the opportunity where we would be able to move in a matter of weeks, secure a customer. However, the Caribbean, I think, you know, water, treating wastewater as a service at the very least, if not recycling it, is absolutely viable and something we're working on right now. So that still looks like a very good opportunity for us. I have to say, though, as you can imagine and as you can tell from the tone of our press releases in the last few months, we have been placing a great deal of energy and emphasis on China simply because the China opportunity is today. These major companies like CGGC and our other partners, Wuxi, Sonorachen, Jiangxi Jinzi, are all gearing up for deployments. Everybody's choosing their dance partners, if you like, their preferred technology providers. We want to be certain that we have the opportunity to secure those contracts. And as a small but growing team, of course, we have to place our priorities, and we've chosen to emphasize China as top priority in the near term, but without forgetting about water recycling as a service. And just looking through the questions here, I think there's, again, comments in regards to, you know, which partner in China we think is most important for us. You know, we value all the partnerships we have in China for the simple reason that all of them, CGGC, Wuxi, Sonorachen, and Jinzi, have all said that they would be paying for or at the very least sharing the costs of a demonstration plant in their provinces of activity, and that they would expedite the provincial certification process once the plants have yielded enough data. That's the key gateway we have to go through as the first step to enable us to sell in those provinces. And so all four of them will be doing that. Certainly the numbers that CGGC is talking about are extremely large, and as you can gauge from my comments about the Three Gorges Dam, this is a very, very substantial company. So we're very excited about partnering with them, but we also are placing a lot of emphasis on those other partnerships and indeed with other discussions that are still in the pipeline. We know we will need a number of partnerships to provide us good market coverage in the various geographies, which we expect to be very important in the China market for this rural wastewater treatment deployment.
Yeah, and you know, I can add that there are two types of companies, of partners we're in discussion with in China. There are the SOEs, the state-owned enterprises, and the privately owned enterprises. While the state-owned enterprises can get us to much larger volumes and much larger coverage of the territories, as large organizations, their pace of progress is a bit slower than the privately owned entities that have a much more faster dynamic to be able to sign contracts and move ahead. However, they don't have the financial capabilities to take as large projects as the large SOEs. And that's why we, in our discussions with the potential partners and the partnerships that have already been signed, we make a mix of the SOEs and the privately owned, so that together we get a good coverage of both small and large projects with the faster moving and the reasonably fast moving.
Thank you, Eitan. That's great. So there are three related questions, too, that I'd like to maybe tackle as a to wrap up the call here. The first one is, how are we finding our partners in China? The very exciting thing, I think, for MFC is that we have been approached by 33 groups already, actually more now, both 33 groups have actually visited MFC in Israel, and we've made contact with additional groups in China. All of these are engineering firms that build and operate wastewater treatment plants. So they're exactly our target audience, if you like. They're exactly the people that we would like to sell to. There's a question related to that about public-private partnership arrangements. Typically, these Chinese firms will borrow the money to build the plants, and then it will be paid back over a long period of time, mainly by the central government, from which they can derive an IRR. We made a decision early on not to participate in those public-private partnerships as a foreign company. We think that's a difficult situation to put ourselves in. So our intention in China is simply to sell equipment to these Chinese partners and let them go out and reap the improved return on investment that they will gain. And then a final question related to that is where are we in terms of...
Mr. Baker, with your permission, we also have a business development consultants in China, and we are covered by Chinese media, newspaper and online media, and this adds exposure. And that's why we have an increasing inflow request for collaboration. Added to this is the local sales team that we're now building in China. And later in 2017, we will start presenting in local trade shows in China. That this will further increase our exposure. So the inbound flow of partnerships that we see now is expected to even increase next year as we increase our marketing efforts there.
Excellent, Eitan. Thank you for that. I guess the final question related to these China partnerships is when do we expect to see revenue from them? The answer is we already have it. The Wuxi plant, was shipped. It arrived. It's on the ground. It's being installed and it's being brought up and running this month. It'll be up and running by the end of the month. There is revenue attached to that and to the other three partnerships we've signed to date. Now these are just for initial demo plants, but that's our first little piece of revenue. We will step up, of course, to more revenue as we win contracts based on having achieved the provincial certification with these partners. So just to wrap up, I think, on the call, as you can tell, I think we're extremely encouraged by the progress that we're making. The emphasis has been China in the last few months. But we will not be neglecting the U.S. and the Caribbean in particular and expect news from other geographies as well in the coming months. We believe we have the capital available, the resources available to meet the needs of these ramps for some considerable time in the future. So there's no capital campaign in prospect. We're feeling a great deal of confidence in terms of the competitive position that we're in, the energy savings, the cost savings, and even the CapEx savings versus other competitors. And we believe we have a good position in terms of intellectual property protection. We've got a great team, and again, like I said at the beginning, it's really all about scaling that team without compromising on quality, but I believe with Eitan and his guys, we can get there, and we will get there. So thank you all very much for your support. Thank you for joining the call, and I look forward to being in touch with you in the near future with any further questions that you may have. Eitan, any final words?
Thank you, everybody, and bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.
And that concludes our call for today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.